pleasant hope is welcome, the royal domain of vulture be mine, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of the disciples. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of the Nanda called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. And then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of the lineage train wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should seem purely by natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, and so no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since the minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times and rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not the suffering. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teata om gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, Nova Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you are taught. The Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Oh, Today, this topic will be on three scopes of the practitioners, small and middling and great scopes. So first of all, here it is important to understand that our practice of Dharma is to focus more on the benefit of one's future life than the present life, it says. And so why it is so is because when we talk about the present life, it is just a life, one lifetime. And when we talk about the future life, there's an infinite future life to become, an infinite future life that one may be taking in a different form of life infinitely. So there are many different forms of life that we may take in our future life, but the most conducive life of engaging in the practice of the Dharma is a human life. And even having the human life is not adequate, but human life with human love endowed with, you know, freedom and leisure, that is the what we call the precious human life that we are seeking to become a more suitable and conducive of practicing Dharma. So in order to gain a human rebirth or the human life, the precious human life, this would be then sort of one need to accumulate causes and conditions. One need to create causes and conditions, in other words, to gain a human precious human rebirth, which is the basis, what we call the cause, the basis of the cause is the observation of moral discipline or the practice of morality, which is then conditioned by the pure prayers. It's the pure prayers, and the practice of morality will then become a cause for giving rise to a conducive human, precious human rebirth to become a conducive to practice Dharma. So, speaking about the practice of morality, it's primarily the practice of morality here refers to the abstention from 10 non-virtuous actions. Or refraining from 10 non-virtuous actions is the morality, practice of morality. And this is the basis upon which one can build the causes and conditions for giving rise to our future, you know, precious human rebirth in the future. So what really, you know, makes one's rebirth, the human rebirth, make productive and fruitful is by cultivating revulsion towards secular existence, which is the renunciations, in other words. And because right from the beginning of time up until now, we have cherished so much about only one's, you know, one's own self and one's own life, and this particular life. And we never had an idea of reflection of one's, you know, future life, infinite future life, in other words. So we're more kind of, having too much attachment and doing whatever the activities that we may engage is something that is beneficial for oneself in this particular life alone. So therefore, we haven't been able to recognize what is meant by samsara, what is the nature of samsara. And we haven't been able to, with because of this, we are unable to, you know, cultivate a reversion towards samsara or reversion against samsara. So why that had happened? What really makes us to have too much attachment towards this particular life and this particular activities? It is because of this maripa, again, the ignorance. Ignorance is the main cause, the root cause for secular existence, you know. And so what is ignorance here? Then ignorance that grasps onto self, but the perceived self as an independent existence. However, if you analyze carefully, and there's no such really exists, there's no such self really exists as it appears to the ignorance.
Oh, then that. And then they toma maripa de kugil log de toma maripa de yaan ne so mai ba to begin to ni to bolse na kada dame to bolo te ni de toma maripa ge yu de yo mari ke ma bare and to ni to bolo de ge kada dam to bolse lo te ge and jaan na ki ge yu te ga rang kada rang ne matu kada ko rang ne matu pa yin sa de ko rang ne matu pa jan sa de to tega rang lo de ten de re and de lo de ten bo yin sa de lo de ya ji ran toma maripa de ma bare so na ngazul di de ma bre che ma go a ji toma maripa de de ma pa zu chu na ma kwa le te bi ta pa se ni tho ge re de yi tho la toma maripa ta ji che ge ma de ti ngo jo ro ne ya ji me ge ji bu chi zo na mo ba ji ge ge re
So in order to eradicate this maripa, which is the ignorance, and one need to cultivate what we call the wisdom realizing emptiness or the wisdom realizing selflessness. And when the wisdom realizing selflessness ascertain the self that doesn't exist independently or in and of itself, then this will, you know, this particular, you know, wisdom will really become a strong remedy towards the self-grasping mind. And it is through this cultivation of wisdom realizing selflessness, one then, try one's best to stabilize this wisdom realizing selflessness and meditate upon, and then eventually, gradually, then the not only just grasping at self is lessening, but also to uproot, and it will uproot the grasping at self. Of having uprooted the grasping at self, then one will be able to gain the liberations or the moksha. So in order to do that, you know, we have to have the practice of morality, what we talked about earlier about abstention from 10 non-virtuous actions and so on.
What energy? And do the chine ya gung, the other gung, your gung, your tung, the yaji gung, ni? And to my mariba kicking on again the so mine, but two. And then they told us that it's a wrong mine, wrong some more to gain. And then
Then it is here again, it is not only that the gaining the liberation for oneself through understanding of mode of existence or the ultimate existence is not sufficient. So we talked about that earlier, you know, there's no such sentient beings who hasn't been once on mother in the past. So with reflection on that and recognition of all beings, then one generate a strong compassion or love towards all beings, and your very pursuit of gaining the state of liberation or enlightenment is not only for oneself but also for all other sentient beings, and this will then become the practitioner of the great school, and the one that who would like to achieve oneself a liberation for oneself is practitioner of middling scope, and then who is aiming towards gaining a conducive rebirth, or the high rebirth is said to be the small scopes.
Oh, then I think I did pangane jigi na tuni to be lotang in jungi sambahas in the jungi sambah the pitchikin and digitu. Kualing in Pajo Tandang and the kual sent the Tajima Tatimaguachi in jungi sambati. And to need to be heroes that conduct the chigurries in the inna. And under jig so tung say, tending chitanchi, tending to bodies, tending to body, tending to bodies. And chitanchi can the gin and chill ten to body mato chig, Kalia Martin Pajit to go maries, a ting it and the tingum race. And chitinjun is at you. And she got it in Tandang under the Tuma Mari Padigi, Cardin Zendiris, Narandagana, Kala, Tim, and Guba, or two to buy in Zendiri. And the need on to two buttons Zendi, Queen Zaman, my name, but talking again, thank you to the Lodic Tetua, and take it. Oh, no, Sijin Taya thought about the nun to Google.
So, in order to gain a state of liberation, or free oneself from this, free oneself from samsaric existence, it's renunciation, as we talked earlier, is very important. And on top of the renunciation, then one needs to generate wisdom, realizing emptiness. And what is emptiness here then? Why the emptiness in realization emptiness is very important? It's because it is through understanding of emptiness, understanding of emptiness, one will be able to eradicate, or able to eliminate this ignorance. Because so long as you are unable to cut the root of one's ignorance or the ignorance, it is not possible for one to gain the liberations. So then, what is emptiness? Empty of what? So here, the empty of independent existence, in other words, independent existence. So we are, the grasping itself or the grasping of phenomena derived from ignorance is perceives everything's an event as a having an independent existence, which is not the case. So it is because of this misperception or misconception, bind us within this cyclic existence, not letting us, it's unable to free ourselves from the cyclic existence.
Oh, then they in Injun Sambata Latini, Ranki Tiki Toda Latan, Injun Samadi Yambato Tukamubuchi, Injun Sambata Latin. And then Injun Sambat calling a bunch of Injun Sambata of money, be. This is a Kanza Rangin of the Tumban into the Kanza Rangin Madupatu. Kanza Rangin Madupatu, have you looked take it? And Toma Madipa Nebun Dogadetela, and tell it roaching under a tigger. And the need to think at the name of somebody in the quality of a tabato. And the name I even do order the city and tangy dental energy. Quadi Tanamad and Digimon resident tangy doing in the Naji Tilta, Jigumandu, Digimandu, some name, and in countries in Tiba Chimbu long weary.
So then, with this renunciations and wisdom relating emptiness, that understands actual mode of self and phenomena will enable one to gain a state of liberations. And then, so just as we ourselves have longed to gain the state of free from samsara, so may all others to all other sentient beings have the same desire to overcome sufferings and to free from samsara existence, have a desire to free from samsara existence. So therefore, not only myself is adequate to free from samsara, it's adequate, but also, you know, I'll do my best to free all other beings from the samsara and gain the state of enlightenment. So this will then become the great scopes of practitioner of great scopes, known as practitioner of great scope, of a Mahayana practitioner as well. So then here is just to gain the state of to liberate all sentient beings from the samsara and establishing all sentient beings to the state of enlightenment. And so how can we do this? How can we really do this to, you know, establishing all sentient beings to the state of enlightenment? It is through the practice of again wisdom realizing emptiness and bodhicitta, the union of bodhicitta and wisdom realizing emptiness. So bodhicitta, we talked about that several times in the previous teachings, about two instructions. One is six causes and one result, and the other one is equalizing and exchanging self. Self with others and so on. We talked about this, the first one, several times. Six causes and one result. And so, what is equalizing self, with others? Equalizing and exchanging self with others is to, until now, from the beginning of this time, we cherish ourselves. We have not put any kind of regards and significance of the other sentient beings, whatever we do. And whatever we do, we always thought about ourselves, and we did for ourselves, and there's nothing that we have, thought of in benefiting other beings. And so now, what is equalizing and self, exchanging self with others, is reversing this now, to reverse this, put more regards and significance to the others, and think more about other sentient beings, and then think about all beings. In other words, it says, as equal, as oneself, as just as we ourselves long to achieve happiness and overcome sufferings, and similarly, entire sentient beings has the same desire to overcome suffering and achieve happiness. So, this is what is meant by, it's a brief explanation of what is meant by equalizing and exchanging self with others.
kodin chimbu yin se se lo gu ro, te kodin chimbu yin yin to na kanada che gu ro. Ngana se jen tangi rangi ma je ma nu ki me, pa je ma nu ki me, te mi to kare re.
So now that's one, you know, question that I would ask to you guys today. I'll take my opportunity to ask some questions. Saying that why we think that all sentient beings are that important to us, why we should work for them all the time, it's bothersome to us. We just have to think about all other beings all the time. And we talk about the kindness of other sentient beings. Why? This is the question.
He wants us to answer?
Yeah. Whoever would like to answer.
We are dependent on all other sentient beings just as they are dependent on us. Mm-hmm. They provide us our food and clothing, they teach us, provide us shelter, provide us kindness, provide us what we have.
Kuno and Sungo, that same thing, so couldn't change down the garden, so say, and it's a college, so will you do look when you're not even maybe in a lay. Same thing, she held in the other way. So, so desert, Nezare, Sayare, Toyare, Coyare, Samolo. Same thing, ten man, so so chicken when you are marriage. Daga round and a gunum bush with Tama over the
top.
Daga round, same thing couldn't change with the dubium. So then it's a really good answer, as far as Rumi is saying, Rumi Gyala is saying. And then the next question he said, why we should recognize, have a recognition of all other beings as one's own mother? Why it is? Anyway.
Okay. We've had countless lives,
countless forms,
and we've had mothers in each of those lives. So there have been countless opportunities for all other sentient beings to be our mothers. And over countless lives, since the beginning of this time, all of them have been our dear beloved parents.
다들 통만 매번 단대 봐도
아
통만 통만 매번 단대 봐도 점점 담지랑 게 많이 임바 가르스 가고 그러서는 통만 매번 단대 봐도
어
깨워 빵매 렌사 그래
통만 매번
통만 단대 봐도 깨워 빵매 렌사 그래 빵도 매 깨워 렌사 그래 깨워 되나래 아니 즉 다 깨워 상에 등숨 다 마다 점점 담에 나서 깨워 점점 레레야 당매 렌사를 통해서 깨워 르그레레를 향한 메리우는 당매 Because lens of that, the lens of the Susu Namshida, Susu Gulia, Tome, Tame, Enza,
and it
seems in chicken around your mama, Jebus, love to a chair meeting.
What
do you mean? And it seems in
my good. The energy, then I do the quality of Tabatoala.
So why we need to always talk about emptiness? Why it is so important, you know, always emptiness and why is it bothering you? That's what he's saying. You know, emptiness. Is it really, do we think that we really need to understand emptiness to gain liberation? Why it is so? Don't you call it? 유문이 유전벌 지은 거래서 지원이가 그 매우차 거래서 이 매우차는 유목이 그거 매우서 거래서
동반님도 비 이대 여타디로 그 이듬이 산데 그 매바서 두고 이러와 그 간다서 찾는 거지.
So again another question. It's a really good answer anyway. And another question is that when you know understand emptiness, when you generate wisdom realizing emptiness, and how can this wisdom realizing emptiness really challenge with this ignorance? And how can we really get rid of this ignorance? In what manner, in other words, the wisdom realizing emptiness can affect this ignorance? Okay, Kora and the Sungdo. The Tomben you told on the need called Maribo, the Candace Mabus over seven. Because you talk on that Tomben you told on the Koran, the Rajin you could the Koji, she wish you came Zeska shame in the day. Rajin you could never chat over as he said. Kora and the Maribo Shurwa. Maribo that Tony told on the Maribo Rajin never chat over as the Chalu Chana get shame in the car. Any other? Okay.
For wisdom realizing emptiness and ignorance, right? They can't both happen at the same time. They're mutually exclusive.
The Quran the pay out. Quran the lay out. She will take it. Because the Maribu Shurwa. Maribu da. The Tony Dobby Sheriff Shura, Koran is in Dongo Giris.
Oh, did
the Dongo Gain Sunny Koyi Chi, the Chief Yam the Tenji name, Dim Missibris.
Oh, did
the Dongo Chigim Jay Mel Totican, Chichi Mel Chai, the Koran Giris.
What did
it? I think him the Shuito.
Good. Good.
Okay. No, and the song and the Tangazu called the Lay Shurwagan.
Ah,
Lay,
Marie,
and the Tombun Yito on the Tarbal Connectal Curves and Tombun Yito on the Lay, Nimba Saja, Lay, Nimba Karsaja, Lay, the Tabu Giali, a new May Chat or Risco.
Ah,
New May Chagris, New Mary Chagris. What a new Lay, the Corsaja, Chingelia, called Tabu the Jingle Day, and the Tombun Yito, the next Shuksham Toy on the Lay Coron Karsaja, and the New May Chai on the Uncle Cora Quire Gitanda. Lady could say to what it says and then talk to what it says. Do you want to answer?
Oh, it probably is just a reiteration of what's been said that in my mind the answer was if one truly can understand emptiness, then not only would you be able to let go of, then there's no need for fear or anger or any emotion based on this.
The more than the shit, Tombany dogs are you nailed the Haku or what's you nailed the Haku and the Gallia, and it's the Nilu the Nichina, and then Alas did on Timby and it's Java Chibu to us, and Java did turn a Timbuchum or what's the Gonda Tombany Madonna, you nailed Hama, Nilu Mahama, what it Java did, you don't Nizum, moving Nilu the Matu Chadu, look at the beyond the wash. 그 소송원 된대 용도 되네다 미션 봐. rāngla yā shiāngbē mīdīla yā tā ngā dzū kāndēs tāpshī kiān pāntō gwa nā tī kō tsūg mīndu sīgu.
Āli, kāndā?
Shiāngla yā kāndēs pāntō gwa nā tīgi.
Āli, āli.
Sūsū tā pāntō gwa tūgu tū sūgu nā kārī sīne, ngō yu nēzā hā gu gu rūwās. Ngō yu nēzā hā gu nā dēn nā tūbē lēgā chē rūwās. Tēnī kō nōr nō tū kā yōngu mā rūwās. Tā tī sūsū tā pāntō rā tīnī shiāngbāl kāndē pāng gu nā sīgu.
どもってめわざるじゃん。お、シャンバルでペンゴンな、すみません、シャンや。で、で、どまねで、くとてんで。このランヌにまりば、どんばい、ランヌにまりばと、とちゃんとるわ。とねで、なんでかんが、まがくに、とまりばせんやんで、ちん、なんでちこうも、こちもくい、とまりばでるわ。く、まりばでね、くいひいまばと、どまねと、どのとのくんがあるぐるわ。くんがあるぐるわ。 だてんがんでんだてとにとどとたひろにのとぎちゃでろわ。ひろちゃで。だてとよなとぎちゃでぐぐり。せじたじらんぎまじのきらのこでんしんぶいんば。どうせごんだね。まひてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんてんて thapa to tugu de sanji tugu mari ta sanji wala kari che uri sen do war si ji thong ji ma hi ten de ten se yong ma hi ten de ten se yong jam sen la san chen do ji ni ma de de chen ni si ji thong ji chen de ge ma de chi ba ma ba hi bi ge lo de ge tro ji de ne thong ji sen ten che gu ro thong ji tro ji ma ji na kwal do thapa to tugu ma de na re gi
it is actually right that you know when you generate wisdom realizing emptiness, right? When you generate wisdom realizing emptiness, you're able to know what is the mode of existence. Your understanding of this world, things and events are accord with reality. So you're not making any mistake. You will not make any mistake because you know what is real there. What is the reality? Because most of the time, when we make mistake, it's because we're not knowing the reality, not understanding the reality, and then we think that's the great thing that we are doing, but we ended up with all kind of problems and things like that. And this is really, you know, if one, although we are not able to understand, we are not able to ascertain emptiness right now, you know, all of us, we are initial stage, you know, we're just stepping onto it. And we, if we try to look at ourselves and try to see the reality of our own self, is it really exists the way that you think that is there? So that very mind, you know, of thinking that that's not real there, that something that we think is real is not there, it really helps us to even reduce, you know, reduce all kind of negative thoughts and emotions. It's pure. It's really true. And then with that, we need a method site to help other beings, which is the method site, which is the compassion. We need a compassion. And we talked about the reason why we need to have compassion and so on. And this, with this, then we will be able to help other beings. So we talked about, you know, importance of understanding emptiness to gain liberation, right? We need to go there. But what kind of supporting factor is needed for the emptiness, wisdom that is emptiness? You have understanding emptiness, right? You already generated wisdom and emptiness. So now, he's not saying that. My understanding, wisdom without emptiness may not be able to, the complete cause for gaining liberation, what kind of other factors or the, you know, cooperative conditions is needed. The more the temper score, tension score is stability is intense Yoruba. Don't you talk to be look on Yoruba? The temper should be quiet. That term to be earlier. Any other questions? Answers?
Yes.
I don't have an answer because I've asked that before.
Okay.
I've asked that question before and I'm still
okay.
Trying to get an answer, so I'm really I'm very interested in it.
So I think that in order to develop stability, we have to have an undisturbed mind, and our minds are constantly disturbed by defilements and afflictive emotions. So you need to live a virtuous life in order to develop a calm mind that can generate stability and see emptiness without the intervening defilements getting in the way.
So that in this Korong said it Tagi Mo said the Yanko Nature Lit Ne Ling Chow's Gores more than the Dirija. Moro said that you thought to be Lucia or what the Ling Chow's Gores. And then the Kono and the King said the Gallia Taji De Nimdulia Chida go Tony Dobo Lokoron, the home pay our ship. Tony Dobo Lokoron Chip Majun Kedan, Majun Kedan Niko. Because report ombu tunde ki kaba yores ombu to bod nobe kaba yores ombu nombu de ki nye jong ko ke ondo ko ne to yi do lo le de oye de chi to bu de yong go maras che san di draw de le ya di go go res any de chi defilement sa ga chi nyomong gri de kan de kan ngom nyomong gi che le kan de to ko cha wa kan de to ha go ko ya de din zu kan ga ha go ne ni to yi to go res go ko chen
It also helps if you are living in an environment that's free from disturbances and things that make you fearful or attached or bring up the worldly concerns. If you can separate yourself from those things, that also helps settle your mind so that you can look without attachment.
So the day dinyam dolaya chikta chik chadang liya pate suzu chik So, Nezalia, Chaya, Nichi, Magasalia, Daya Shurva, Daya, Nichi, Tisum, and Shamba, Chicta, Telia Luma, the Kilo Yoya, the Gay Mazapa, Kawa, Chiracious, the Gay, the Chada, Monsum, Chiraji, and the Barnesim Jalia, the Luma, the Kilo, your wife, Luma, the Kilo, or the Gay Sama Pacani, or the Gay Sama Khan, and Chick, dear Nico, Tabatoy. So now, another question here is now, you are saying, do anyone think that there's any relationship between the wisdom realizing emptiness and renunciation? Wisdom realizing emptiness and renunciation. Is there any relationship between the two?
Yes, I do. I think so.
Okay.
And because up to this point, in our lives, we thought what we thought is not what is real. And so, and we've been so attached to this life, and we didn't see further than the tip of our nose, really, except, maybe 10 years, 20 years, or whatever. And now we're thinking of other lives, we're thinking of many other things, so that begins to begin to chip away at what we thought of before. I also think that, looking back on adding to what Ken said, I think that part of it is to some of the conditions also of to help realizing emptiness is we have to meditate on these things. Whenever we have some teaching, we have to meditate and think about it a lot because then we have a chance to say, aha, this is like that. Yes, it's like that. And we keep, you know, reading about it, going to teachings, and we get further and further closer to having an experiential, situation. So yeah, I think that the renunciation is for beginners, like myself, it's very helpful. It's the first step.
So the moral is that the mevsalia. Nijung samba chukuris, nijung chirwa. Nijung samba ko, nijung samba chik mena, nijung samba chiyakwa chungbe na, hini susu chik ta kola nyabar chungo re, koba nyabar chungo ba kimsen karay samtangbe na, ko megebi chiyo de hagu gurbas. Megebi kimsen chini susu tini nyabar chungo gurbas. Dini chungo wangdi, hini ta taga najin chik megebi di ngal megebi chik mare, ha magor ma do, Randa de Simpian Tamjilo, the Dinda in Dabuja Yanchatagore, Uncle Dinda Jung Jimaro, some Samish Kigur was Dida and Kochadan to me of Chagris, Chadali, and Nuru Risk, Kogaris in the Indigenous to the Indigenous. She wish you didn't came in
though. I would say, renunciation at the beginning, renunciation in the middle, and renunciation at the end. And in the beginning, you don't see the faults of what you're doing, then why would you change what you're doing? You have no reason to start practicing and looking. And in the middle, if you don't renounce all the things that you're attached to, the things that you have aversion to, then all those defilements will get in your way. You will not have stability in your practice. You won't be able to see how things really are. And you may get discouraged and you may give up your practice. And in the end, you have to renounce absolutely everything. You give up your body and even your life. The idea that there is something definitive and self-existent in your aggregates, you give up all of that, your attachment even to that, to your body and your life. So you have to renounce absolutely everything in order to free yourself from samsara. That's when you see emptiness, when you understand, when you get, you have a directed visualization of emptiness, that would be what you would have to do.
So the Quran said that to again Quran sum najere than the de chadal ya chadam me chada then samolo chigni miget than the nijung raleng to tembura leng to sko nijung ke dan de rumba sum je je dangu chik che da dangu da ko chi ba joe joe sorop chi ta khanda chumu sorop chi deni a chi dinga chi den chenbu chi da koron koron ram samlur da ne da chi nijung ke dan le ya da chumu de le ya dangu ale ne le ya so so danda dande ne ga bi ya chi da코이 타벌 담지 게임에 고방 마담나 드그마스 다디터 발이야 아니지 거의 님이 돈이 님이들 신로 제부 좀 되면도 디빵고 또 좀 좀 되지
되죠
근데 삼을 거 이게 디 다가라 되는 삼 그러는데 아니 차단이 다가라 매 소도 그런 삼이야
너디 인더와 돈이 되게 히로 공게 나도 꽉 좀 도마 말이 봐 Maripa de Kojuroa. That only to below the Toma Maripa Kikian, like in my body, Toshaguroa. That Kikian, like in my body, Tondo de Lu, and tea trotella, and Niki, don't say the Niku Koala, let the Toma Rang, you Toma Maripolo de Mahiwazos, and Toma Maripa, him about the Toma Maripa de Mabazo, and Niki. lo de pan hulyo na ji abujo terwa ten de ji da toni to bi lo de ti ji ta de ne do se ji ne ku toni de lo de lo ne ba se ji ne hin ji ji an da bo de se ji ne ji pe to ji an da bo de ya kon jo lo ji bo gan do ka na de sa lo ne gon jo do se ji ne ya do ji ne an do ya de
So, all of these answers are actually really good, you know, and it's really good answers, you know. And then also, he would like to, you know, just add some more on it. That's what he's saying. It depends upon the practitioner's faculties. Someone who has a higher mental stage, in other words, advanced mental capacity, or who has a sharp mental faculty, it's a direct translation from Tibetan, it's Ompun Nompu, right? And then one is average mental faculty, it's lower mental faculty. So far as the second person is concerned, which has an average mental faculty, and his or her cultivation of renunciation is not very much based upon a lot of, it's not really analytic, not very contemplative, but rather a firm belief and devotion and faith that there is a way out of this samsaric existence, right? It's a very strong belief and firm, a fervent sort of devotions and belief and faith to be able to gain, state of liberation, to be able to free oneself from samsara, samsaric existence. And with this kind of determination, a person can again generate, pure renunciations. It's based on the faculty, a little bit of, lower mental faculty, the average mental capacity. And whereas other, who possess the, high mental capacity, or the advanced mental capacity, or the sharp faculty, is who's free, renunciation, generation renunciation is based upon what is the cause of this samsaric existence, why we are trapped to this suffering nature of samsaric existence. For what? Why? We ask a lot of questions and go through a lot of analysis. What is the real cause is there? And then this person will not only just hope to gain the liberation, but this person is more like digging to find the seat or the actual cause of samsara, actual cause of samsara. And with this, then the ignorance will come into picture. And then this individual will then, how can we get rid of this ignorance? And that is very firm, strong, very stable renunciation, it says. And this will individual will then have a strong desire to get rid of this ignorance. Then when you come to the question of getting rid of the ignorance, then wisdom, realization, emptiness come into picture. So this is how it is.
Tony to be hero dege kula tin sangil ji tong kan re se te sangji bali chim tin to gu tan da ka res na.
So we all accept again to gain state of enlightenment, of course we need wisdom realizing emptiness, right? We all accept that. So why it is so? Why? That's the question again, it's asked question.
Because in order to completely release yourself from being attached to this life and future lives and everything, you have to see reality for what it is, and you have to see yourself in aggregates and everything for what they really are. And so that's why developing that wisdom is so necessary. That once you see these things for what they are, then they fall away, and you're basically free from the shackles, I guess. So
that's
kind of well, yeah. Karon dende songdo, tadi kichhu bhi ko. Tony Dobby, the sheriff Shurwa. Tony Dobby, sheriff, the Rangul came out of now. And he moving Nizan Dumbe, Yulia, Yucherumares. Moving Nizu in the Yucherumares, Yucherumares. You talk to Maris, was a talk with the same. How go Maris Takanda? Di Hamagona go. Mombe wanted some rest, the Ganda Mombe deot, should have sorry, Takara di Mombe Yomasibo, Mombe deol, yes, you did it. Mombe deol, it's in such injury, Mombe, she wanted to know. Di Tenima, Chick, does Lord Damina so Harkevi and Eco Duishimado, Yashima Yomarvas, Jesa di. You want chick,
Tamji Kiagi, Tamji Kimishi Chagro, what's this? That only
to be hero, they get to my
Maripadulo.
Not
on
the
ring. Did I get songs? Yes, I get songs against songs. That's it.
No, yeah, yeah. Also, if you don't have the wisdom, looking at the emptiness, you will get attached and to what, you know, let's say if you're doing a good deed, you get attached to that. You also fail to realize that, let's say when you're practicing the paramita, let's say generosity or patience, you fail to see that other people are, for instance, they're not your enemy. They're like, it has been said, and I think it's true. I've meditated on it, I've thought about it. And the others are like the Buddhas. In some ways, they're helping you, and that you know, it helps you the whole way. Otherwise, you will have the same limited mind, and you get attached, then you don't go very far.
Tomorrow, then the Sanjaya, the Tony Dobby, Sheriff, the Kitchen, and Naji, Moran, and Naji, Songa, and
Naji.
Moran, and the Kanishung, and the Don't you do with Sierra Menaco? You girl can never social now be in there. Deco, co, no business, the motive is not the robust. D. Kenjin and his social yu che ya dang, ha ku ya xin ya dang, da kang da xie xie ji ka, da kang da xie xie ki nam xia xin ya li ya, ku pe kar zor che, ku ku chi tse ra shi soro mei bi soro chi. Di tse ra shi soro mei bi soro cha, wende, ane ko ji, nga ra su nyam len da, jimbe nyam len da, sutim nyam len sa, kar re xie xia pi ne le, ku tse ra shi ma da duma tupi, ku san jie kono yu mura basi.
I was going to say that everyone labors under the same illusion of an existing self, self-sufficient self, and if we are going to help others, we have to be able to see how things are ourselves. We have to free ourselves from this deluded state in order to be able to help others. So once we see it ourselves, we'll be able to point this out to others. But if we liberate just ourselves, well, we still will have these seeds that will cause us, when we're not sitting on our meditation cushion, to see the world in the way, the conventional way we always did. And so we'll be limited in the amount of, in our ability to help other people, other beings. But if, having liberated ourselves, we continue along the Bodhisattva path and achieve full enlightenment, then we can see all phenomena as they truly exist. Have omniscient wisdom that allows us to help all sentient beings in the most skillful way.
Tony Madonna, and it's Tokor and Tony Madonna, and you can also have Hong Kong or what? You can also have Magona, and you can also have Magona, and you know, Bando or Mervas. Then go because the Kazura. Sanji Kubanda Paja, Nichiko, Chitabatam Toya, Rogers, Melchak was. Jesus, Tony Dovichera, the kitchen with Hindu, Indante, nearly Yugi Nezu, Jimachi, and Hakwaj. Teach it to this. D. Yugi Nezu, the Jimachi, Susan, and Hakovina, and Hakosomina, and it Kanda, you Kares Susulia, Kachi, Shihuka, but Sutu, Kandes Nasia, in the Tikade Raymond or something like so on like Tagaran Yaniko Chik Numong the New Toyada and Chadang Samalop and New to New Tajin. Aniko Karakalajan D any so chick you Dagaran Lia so number teach Dilia Comja and Kalikajan so Tarbatogre D top such in any so Chanju Sembe Labjalia DJ and Chanju Semke and Kalajan Tabi Tamji came a covanto D top such on any that's same.
Don't be hero carriers in a Kuhian, like in Mapato Kiladilla, don't need to be looking in the tongue is in danger. Quick wrong need to do by not to buy in Zendigurua, or Kuhian, like he got out in wrong in the tomb or not to do my Mosad, Mumbi Tengurua, Quinzan, like he, Mapato Kilad. Don't need to be looking at Puma Maripa in the tongue is in Gigur. Maripadi, Yunja, the maids had you look wrong in the one gender, Yunja, the maids had you, Quinja, but Tambo Mariku, Mapazo Juries. Don't you to be Lotte? Quinjan, you the Yundries, and no, come on, Maripa, Munetan, Quinja, don't you get a cheer, and that you made in a good while. Come on, don't you to Lotte? Wrong in Madupaji. Wrong in the Tubanje. The wrong one, the mother of Gungu, Chitan, the wrong in the mother by inside the Tony de Bulla de Dos.
So No, basically all the answers are pretty good, you know, which is kind of thing. It's pretty good answers, you know, it's really relevant to all of these questions. So then let me, and so most of, you know, it's the most important part for, most important for us to, why, you know, it is important to understand why we need to realize emptiness to gain state of enlightenment, liberation, and so on, right? And if without understanding emptiness, not only that you are unable to achieve, you know, state of enlightenment, but also liberation, we'll not be able to free ourselves from samsara without understanding emptiness. Why? Because if we remain unchecked of how things really are, how the mode of existence of phenomena and how the mode of existence of self, if you remain unchecked, and then our self-grasping mind and self-grasping at phenomena will develop furthermore. And this is a misconception. And this self-grasping as self, if you, you know, analyze carefully, you will be able to experience that this grasping as self and grasping at phenomena is one that gives rise to all kind of negative thoughts and emotions. It is the source. And all those, if this gives rise to all those negative thoughts and emotions, and our actions are followed, you know, it is followed by the actions. And those are all negative actions. And negative actions, once you engage in negative actions, and although the act is finished, the propensity of the actions will still remain within one's continuum. And this is what we call karma, the propensity of negative karma. And so then this will give rise to its fruit, which is going to be unwanted, unproductive result. So if we are unable to understand the emptiness, this will be the result for us. Because if you don't know the actual reality, we will always face a problem, even in a conventional level. If one is going to somebody's house, and if you don't know where to go, how to go there, and you assume that is the right, and you just go without knowing it, you just go to the different, totally opposite direction, and you will never reach to that person's place. And that gives rise to anxiety, depression, and it gives all sort of discomforts. Because why it is happening is because you did not know where to go. It's the same thing. You know, it's the same thing that if you don't know the reality of the self and phenomena, and that is the misconception and misperception, and this will always give rise to all kind of negative thoughts and emotions, one after another. And our action will be, then this will be followed by the actions. And that creates all kind of negative karmas. And this is how it becomes an unending source, unending sufferings, and unending, you know, sufferings that we ourselves created. So therefore, if you understand the emptiness, and you know the reality of things, you know the reality of self, and your way of looking at self and phenomena is no longer as it used to be. So you know the reality, and that really uplifts your mind. And then everything that you do will accord with the reality. So this is how the happiness will be achieved. This is how the happiness will be achieved. And this is how we learn and how we go step from one, you know, step to, you know, second step, third step, fourth step, and then gain the state of enlightenment. So as long as you understand the emptiness, then this ignorance, grasping itself or grasping a phenomena, will no longer there. Because these two are, you know, directly contradictory in terms of their more, in terms of the object of apprehension. Right? Because the grasping itself or grasping itself or the grasping of phenomena, the ignorance, the way it apprehends its object, it apprehends its object as if it's independently existent. It's solid right there. It's a very strong grasp, you know, very strong solid, object. Whereas the grasp, wisdom realizing emptiness, it understands non-existence of that. So this is very obvious that these two, one is the wisdom realizing emptiness, one is the ignorance, does not coexist for a sustained period of time. So therefore it, and then one has a valid reasoning, which is wisdom realizing emptiness has valid reasoning. It cannot be eradicated by the, you know, the misperception. The misperception lacks valid reasoning. If there's no reason, so there's no support.
Not drawing.
So, Kitla is saying, if you have any questions.
Your question on meditating on the mindfulness of death and how that can help with understanding emptiness. Like in the small scope of the long rim, the mindfulness of death section.
Okay. The Quran, lamrim na jevena. Lamrim na jebe na sakwe. Lamrim na tirasha. Koron dewade. Kewa chungwe kabli ya chio midabu gome ge gechim shio sun shas. Kewa chungwe yanda di kabli ya. Jezan chio midabu gome ya di tonyi tobe sherab le kan tonyi tobe sherab kia le kan des pingres.
Dirwa. Chio midabu gungu rwa. Chio midabu gungu ta dilu na rani keji gini mendiwa pa jindwa. Toma Maripa and John, the Susan Mani Batundi, Susan Rang and Madu Ranson, the Madu, and the Yen Ten Gubatun, Stand on Japan, my mother, and Doji can tell you on Gurva. Tuni developed the Toma Maripa and the Tongue is in Gilorta, Tin did not give me very good. There's any good at tea, Nania, Toma Maripa, the Kishan, the Gimini, the Gulat Zambari, Tuni developed the Dambarua, and Doji and Sanji Yuton, and the Hindu. Mataba going and running under that Naji gives him to the endeavor and the Jindigora. Mataba told you, running Mendeb and Jindro, Kitty Mendeb and Jindro Tony, and doesn't never learn those genes.
So now here, you know, the mindfulness of death, in other words, meditation on death, right? It's not just thinking about that I will die someday and, you know, there's no escape from that and just keep focusing on that. This is not the, you know, actual meditation on death. In other words, here it's, in fact, it's kind of, you are really preparing yourself for the death ahead of time. That will then free you from all kind of, you know, worries and anxieties and so on and so forth. And not only just you are meditating on death, that death, by thinking that death is inevitable and it's a fact of our life and we will face one day. And this is not what how we actually meditate. When we were talking about meditation on the death, is we are meditating on death by reflecting up our future life as well. When you leave this world, and though that your physical body will be decayed, and it will be burned or whatever, it is vanished. You, as a person or self, and the consciousness will linger, will keep on going, transcend one, you know, existence to another existence. So now, the reason why we are meditating on here is, now, this is the life that I have, and it is not a permanent. It is impermanent. It transcends from one life to another. Now, since there is a future life, what I should do to make this better? This is a part of, you know, meditation on death. What I should do to make the next life better? Why I'm not really happy at this time? Why we are really undergoing all sort of sufferings and, you know, unhappiness and so on and so forth at this point of time? Those are all, you know, part of meditation on death. And this will then prepare you to be have a better life in your future. And that really helps you again, because the very cause of pushing you or the propels you in the next life, in a miserable life, will be again rooted to ignorance. So that helps you to understand, you know, will move you yourself towards wisdom realizing, you know, towards understanding of emptiness. But when you are actually doing the meditation on mindfulness of death, it's not specifically suggested that you are to meditate upon selflessness or emptiness, but this is, you know, indirectly, this will push you for understanding the reality.
I have a question on stabilizing that emptiness. From a spiritual point of view, with meditating, let's say, in the morning, and setting our intention to keep seeing phenomena, self, as non-existent. Because I find that I'm so used to thinking one way, I keep thinking the same way, and it's aha, it's not like that. So it's not a habit. It's new. And so would it be helpful to set that in the morning and think about that throughout the day as I go about my day, and come back in the evening and say, how did I do on that? Would that be helpful to stabilize, you know, that realization, or at least achieve it a little bit more?
Randa shens any chi che tamje lo le ji ko ko demba me ba che da ani ko rang on me ba che ko ta ji che be ne de ha gu ta ji so so le ya de ji ji dun ji xia de ge so ro shi ba Tindai siya tiga suru chungu waris. Ta dini ya, chik chilol dosa na, shoge chik chen ya, chilol dosa san, ta di kaya kyun yomarwa ya. Chik, san yu tisengi dungi yus yomarwa ta shoge samdang shoge di. Di yungu marwa, yungu mindu sirwa. Ta di tembu yunga ya chido. Ya na kandes choko ginas.
Kade timo waris.
Ta shoge gom jeb shoge chungruwa. Mitawa yinay ta. Mitawa singi dinde reji ta keji keji chige.
Tambu kinyan dapat jip pulut dapat tuni lapat tak alih mana tuni tak kain tuni lagi gunggur lah. Kene tuala karik ni cek kene tuan, kene sangat tu rang umi pat teka rang pan ni ende tu ada ki, tu teri, ikan kene tuan, kene tu sandi tumbuh sen kewar ini lewa, ante tu jadi, kono gunggu tu ni tu belo di, kene tu tu ni, belo di teka rang, kene tu belo, tambah ni jang kiri macam tu ke mana, pas jang deh ni, ini pas umi pat kiri pat cecik tu ten. Ban deh tu kan kene gumun juga na, nallah dek dekaran deh tu biar. Tapi macam apa sih kene mata apa sih nallah dekaran ini desain nallah dek ni apa sih baca ni bukanya ni deh tu juga marwa.
It's a experience, he's saying, and you need a you need to put a lot of effort to time in again to reflect one's mind upon emptiness or the selflessness or impermanent and so on and so forth. You know, we meditate on one subject in the morning, and that whatever that understanding or the realization that you have in the morning, and that's only for when we are actually in the meditation cushion, when we're in the meditative vehicle pose. When you come out of that meditation session, then we kind of forget everything. It's not very stable. And then when you come back and then try to again you know how to say this, recall what you have done in this morning. And then again you make it we have to do it. This is the way, you know, for the beginners. You know, in order for one's understanding and one's realization becomes spontaneous, it requires a lot of efforts and effort. Particularly of the emptiness, it is said that in order to realize emptiness, in order to ascertain emptiness directly, and we need to accomplish, we need to achieve shamatha. So without achieving shamatha, it is not possible for us to have a direct realization of emptiness. You may be able to understand emptiness, you know, conceptually, or by you know, through a generic image, but to have a naked understanding of emptiness, non-conceptual understanding of emptiness, then you need to achieve shamatha ahead of, you know, prior to that emptiness. So it's all, you know, requires a lot of efforts and mindfulness, a lot of efforts. Keep on thinking of, you know,
emptiness. So
for the practitioner, the beginner, for us to practice shamatha is to, you know, try to focus on one particular object single-pointedly. So this is how we first, you know, learn, you know, whatever the object or whatever that is something is suitable for your mind. Because to, you know, practice shamatha right from the beginning, if one chooses as objects such as emptiness and so on, that may be difficult for us. Rather, we choose an object that is suitable for your mind, something that is very easy for you to understand, something that is very easy for you to see it through your mind. So traditionally, the practice of jini must be done in an isolated place. But that's not required for anyone, of everyone, because again, it depends on one's own faculty. And for instance, as a guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life, it says meditation on bodhicitta can achieve you, help you to achieve shamatha. So. You want to ask any questions still? Yeah.
Sir, I've been, among many things, struggling with sleepiness, not just during practice, but even when driving. I mean, kind of unnatural, heavy sleepiness. I was just wondering what kind of advice you could offer.
How is it?
So, listen, sometimes this happens because of our physical elements. You know, maybe you're really exhausted, too exhausted from your work, or maybe there's something, you know, physical elements are not really in balance. So it also causes, you know, sleepiness, and but he said, and then again, the one thing that helps you to, you know, keep from sleepiness, you know, the sleepiness, is to reflect more on transient nature of phenomena, and this really helps. There are many who said that helps.
Reflection, recalling emptiness, and then actually being in a state of emptiness, and then I guess with shamatha, like what is the signs that like a person can identify that they have shamatha, or rather than just recalling the past time
when you felt empty. So, so, shine tobe tse da shikande yores. Shine tobe da tse sna da shine tobe da chik so so liya chik ta ta shine tob sam nyeba nye chirwa. What the condes nye to bres.
Chitang de khine gwa de chitang lo korpa timu zui chidrwa. Mipa kare gwa nda de khine gwa tambu gundi de paji sangjil. You kaku sinsa na matanda gun, tanga patani, jangu gurta. A lot of shinin gunga too, garden de sena, and shinin the gun satira, and if you initiate in the gunanda, tuni gunanda, chanchu san gunanda, a lot of garan net to wear. So under the shinin gundulo, shinin mariba the low tambo gundulo. Look at shinin gunjo, so shinin there's some sendero, but tinsa namati. Lo jangu.
This is, you know, of course it takes a lot of training, but if you are able to focus, for instance, on emptiness for a day or two or a week without a break, and if you're able to, you know, focus on it without any distractions, and that's a sign of achievement of shamatha.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very simple answer from Nichiren. So many traditionally who would like to practice shamatha, they always go to isolated place, you know, in the mountains, and many of them, you know, remain in cave.
So it's
a learning process, you know. Learn and you'll get it.
So
looking at it is good to start with looking at other beings with indifference from oneself in terms of what they want, in terms of what they don't want. Just like ourselves, you know, what we don't want is we don't want suffering. And we want happiness. We always do whatever we can to do, you know, to achieve happiness. We do put in a lot of efforts to achieve happiness, and we do a lot of things to overcome suffering. So with this regard, if you think about all other beings, the infinite beings, who has the same desire to achieve happiness and overcome suffering? There's no difference between us and others at all in this respect. There's no difference at all. So then, since when we talk about the others, we're talking about infinite beings. So when we talk about the self, we're talking about the one person. So think about who is more important now. You know, like 100 billion people are more important, or I as a myself is more important. This is how we can think about it right from the beginning. It's really helpful to, you know, it become a stepping stone for oneself to engage in the practice of equalizing and exchanging self with others. And with this then, think about the kindness of all other beings. just whatever we do, we are unable to finish, we are unable to complete without depending upon others. Period. Even our, you know, qualities, state of Buddhahood, liberation, and all kind of those, all those things are all dependent upon others. And this will really, you know, enables you to appreciate how important, how, you know, kind other beings are to oneself. So then with this, then you try to think about whatever the happiness that I may have mentally, you know, you have to, even if you have to do it practically, you are able to do it. You should have this kind of bravery. You should have such a brave mind to be able to do that. And I will do whatever I can to help other beings and make them happy. And if, since the 100 million people are more important than myself, and it is worthwhile for me to take upon myself all the suffering of all those things, even if in the course of my own life. And this is a determination that we have to have right from the beginning if one is engaging in the practice. So this, and this kind of mental attitude will then, what do you think, it's a turning point. It changes your life. And this will really, you know, uplift your mind. So Gisela is sharing two short stories. One is His Holiness was once a little girl, an Indian girl, with their parents in Kent, and approached His Holiness and that she actually claimed herself as a, you know, her whatever her previous life was, you know, she was able to recognize, she was very, very, you know, she was like very young, you know, 3 or 4 years old girl, but she was able to recall the name of her past parents, her life, you know, and everything. And she was able to identify the place where the home that where she used to live in her previous life. And that little girl came with two parents. In other words, two dad and two moms, and approached His Holiness.
Mama too.
Yeah, one is one is their, you know, their present parents, and one is their previous parents. So similarly, those are able to, you know, recall their past lives and able to say whatever they have done in the past life. That most of beings, you know, we remain, you know, unknown. But we are all the same. You know, they all become our parents in the past. So it is, you know, this is how we need to think about. So then also another question about, you know, thinking, exchanging oneself with others is a compassionate mind. It's something really that makes you happy, will really lead you to the ultimate state of happiness. And then Kisla was sharing one short story about one of the practitioners, and he was keep meditating, and then somehow he came to the monastery, and he was, you know, he was at the monastery for maybe a week or so, and then he kind of, after a week or something, he felt really uncomfortable, and he was not very, you know, not as happy as he used to be in his cave. And then he checked, what's going on? Because all those monks are revered him and respecting him as a great practitioner and, you know, making him offering and so on and so forth. But then at the end he said, there's a little bit of dent is made to his compassion, practice of compassion, by all kind of resources that is around him. And then he found as the cause that he's not feeling comfortable being at the monastery. Then he again left and vanished and being by himself. So this is the experience that this is the kind of happiness that we will be able to achieve through practice of compassion. So it's, you know, if we do a simple comparison, that's what he's saying. Comparison? Yeah. You can do that. If you have cultivated a genuine compassion for someone, and your state of mind has become so calm, clear, very stable. And if you have, on the other hand, if you generate negative thoughts such as anger, although at the moment it seems more powerful, but it destroys everything, it obliterates your positive state of your mind. This is the difference, you know, what the compassionate mind really brings forth.
Prayers after teachings on page 23, the mandala offering, page 24, and then skip to page 28, the spacious wishes.
Yeah.